From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the missile test, in his words, a further troubling violation of UN resolutions. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency session, which is scheduled for the afternoon. In a news conference Monday with Canada's Prime Minister, Mr. Trump said his administration will deal with North Korea very strongly. He did not give details. President Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. Trade between the two nations topped their agenda, with the new American leader looking to renegotiate or scrap the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Mr. Trudeau, the leader of America's colder northern neighbor, said the 6-degree weather in Washington felt warm to him.
Any day I get to visit our southern neighbors is a good day in my books, particularly when it's so nice and warm compared to what it is back home.
Mr. Trudeau's schedule for the one-day visit also includes talks with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. President Trump has made his first phone calls to African heads of state. He spoke with Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. Nigeria and South Africa said the calls were made at the request of the U.S. president. Pakistani police say a suicide bomber set off an explosion Monday at a protest rally in Lahore, killing at least 13 people and wounding about 85. Two senior police officers are among the dead. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and manufacturers opposing new regulations. This is VOA News.